Thank you. ערב שבת שלום, בוקר טוב, ראש חודש תמוז. תמוז רבותיי, זה ראשי תיבות, זמני תשובה ממשמשים ובאים. The time for תשובה is getting closer. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. Anyway, מכל מקום, so, לכבוד ראש חודש, I actually was inspired to give this shiur by actually not one, but two Levians. Not only by Josh, but Ben Sion had asked me a question the other day about something that happened to him, and I was inspired to look into the din. Very interesting thing. So I want to give you first a little background introduction on the din of Tefillin b'Yom HaKippur, on Rosh Chodesh. And then after that, I'll tell you the actual Shaila, very interesting Shaila. So first of all, we know Minhag Yisrael, and it's not only just one of those minhagim, it's actually brought down by Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kafe and Orach Chaim. He says, "Biyom Rosh Chodesh, nohagim cholzin tefillin kodem tefillat musafim," which means, on Rosh Chodesh, we take off tefillin before musaf. That's it. And he doesn't say why. So now, in general, if you want to delve deeper into something the Shulchan Aruch says, the next best place to do that would be Bet Yosef. Bet Yosef and Siman Kafe writes, he explains why this is, and there are various reasons, I'll tell you soon. The Bet Yosef writes that the reason why the minhag is to take off tefillin before Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh, is because, he says like this, B'kdushat Musaf, omrim, keter itenu lecha, ve'en nachon shebeota sha'a ya'al rosho keter shel tefillin, ve'kevan shebechazarat ha'tefillah zo omrim keter, gam betefillat ha'lachash ra'ui shelo ye'ala. Very interesting svara. He says, huh? Well, I mean, it's a package deal. Never do we find that you wear one. Again, if you only have, they're two independent mitzvot. It's true. But we don't find, usually tefillin goes together. So Maran says, very interesting. And by the way, the Radbaz, Chelek Dalet Siman Pe, he says the same thing. Both of them were tremendous mekubalim. Although Maran Abet Yosef was not mechaber his chibur al derech ha-kabbalah, nevertheless, the Maran HaShulchan Aruch was a tremendous mekubal. Who is his Rebbe in Kabbalah? The Ramak's brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Shlomo HaLevi El-Kabetz, who is the author of the Lecha Dodi, that was his Rebbe in Kabbalah. So we do find several times in Bet Yosef and in Shulchan Aruch where he paskins things based on the Zohar HaKadosh. Over here he doesn't quote the Zohar, but obviously there is nothing in Shas and Poskim HaRishonim about taking off tefillin before Musaf and Rosh Chodesh. But Maran brings this down al derech ha-kabbalah, that since by Kedusha we say Keter, it's inappropriate to have two Keterim at the same time. Therefore, even though, by the way, Keter only appears in Chazarat HaShat, but we, you know, even before the Tefillat Lachash and Chazarah go together, so once we're supposed to have it off for Tefillat HaChazara, we take it off for the silent Amidah as well. So says, they say Kabbalat HaTorah, Kabbalat HaTorah. They also got it taken away. One kid. No, when? No, fool. You give one crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keter itinu lecha, the tefillin, kavyachol, is, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin as well. Tefillin is the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, which he gave to us in order to make Kiddush Shem Shamayim Ba'olam. So when we're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're only supposed to be using one crown. Again, there's obviously much deeper Kabbalistic concepts here, but that's how the Bet Yosef kind of breaks it down, and the Radbaz echoes that. By the way, the Radbaz was Ben Doro. The Radbaz lived in the same time as... Huh? Well, the Radbaz really came from Mitzrayim. He was up in Mitzrayim. He was older than the Bet Yosef, and the Bet Yosef gave him a lot of kavod. And when he came, the Bet Yosef was the Av Bet Din in Tzfat, and when the Radbaz came, he gave him the kavod. He says, you could be Av Bet Din.
Wow.
He says, Bet Yosef was sitting him, the Mabit, Rabbeinu Moshe Tarani, and...
he signed first the Radbaz.
Yeah, he gave the Radbaz to sign first. The Radbaz moved to Tzfat when he was 80 years old. He moved out of Mitzrayim to Tzfat, and he passed away at 110. So, lived a very, very long... Yeah, back then. And he wrote thousands of tshuvot. Hayah mamash pa'il chazak meod gaon gadol, and also mekubal gadol, but also very similar to Maran's style in that his psakim, They went in general, al derech hapshat, not al derech hakabbalah, but Radban says the same thing. The levush, in Siman Kafe, Rabbeinu Mordechai Yafe. Also, he brings down this halakha, that a person should remove the tefillin before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, but he says a different reason. He says, why? He says, what's tefillat Musaf? Musaf is supposed to be, what does it symbolize? It's supposed to take the place of the korbanot, of the additional korbanot that were brought on Rosh Chodesh. Now, on a day when that has additional korbanot, we know that it makes it a kind of a Yom Tov. Therefore, what? Since we are declaring that Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov through Tfilat Musaf, which stands in the place of the extra korbanot of the day, on a day that's a Yom Tov and Tefillin. So therefore, what? Oh, so Shacharit you have to, because at the end of the day, yes, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Chol, and it's Chayav B'Tfilin, you got to pray with Tfilin. But since Musaf makes it Me'en Yom Tov because of the extra korbanot, says the Levush, you take off. So again, that's less of a Kabbalistic pshat, more of a al derech pshat, pshat, meseder. Now, it's very...
Once you said Musaf is becoming Yom Tov, beforehand it wasn't?
Chayron. Again, one second. Shabbat is asur b'tfilin completely, but not because of Yom Tov, but because of Otot. Okay, that's a Midrash Tanchuma, by the way. The two out of the three Otot. The person has to always. It's Midrash Tanchuma, the Forash. The person has to. Oh, it's like, I'm getting there. So now, That's according to that. The famous thing that a person constantly has to be walking around with no less than two otot is, right? You have to have two otot, the two adim, to be miyachid shemo yitbarach. What are our three otot?
Milah,
Shabbat, Tefillin. Each one says ot. So now, we always have to be walking around with two. It's midrash tanchuma. So, mikol makom, that's the levush. Now, based on this, so everybody agrees, but Pashtani, Mekubalim, everybody says you remove tefillin before Musaf, and that is Minhag Yisrael. Besides for Zman Kafe, there's a Taz that brings down that he saw certain Geonim who would not remove their tefillin from Musaf, and he says the reason why they said that was by Ashkenazim, they don't say Keter Yitenu Lecha by the Kedusha of Musaf. They say either Nekadesh Et Shimcha, Nakdishcha V'Nar Itzcha, whatever they say. So over there, no, they have different Gisot, whatever it is. So over there, according to the Bet Yosef, the Taz says there were these Geonim that didn't take off their tefillin for Musaf because of this reason, since they don't say Keter, ve'en limchot biyadam. Aval mikol makom, minhag Israel, you know, across the spectrum nowadays, is that regardless of what Kiddusha you're saying, by Musaf, you take off the tefillin. Now, a machloket ensues. We know it's got to come off before Musaf, but when before Musaf? And that's another very interesting conundrum among the Poskim and Mekubalim. There is a Shalmei Tzibur, Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov Elgazi. He was the Rosh Yeshivat Bet El, Mekubal Gadol, Posek Gadol, and also Rishon Letzion. He was the father of Rabbeinu Yom Tov Elgazi, best friend of Maran Achida. Anyway, they're both Rashi Yeshivot and both Rishonim Letzion. Anyway, so he writes in the Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, quoting the Ari HaKadosh in Sha'ar HaKavanot, that he says, listen to this, he says, the Maran Chida brings him in Sefer Kesher Gudal, says, Berosh Chodesh lo yachlotz tefilav ad sheyomer ha-shliach tzibur ha-kadish achar hachzarat Sefer Torah le-echalo. Which means, that what's he talking about? After Yehalelu and you bring the Sefer back, there's a chatzi kadish, says the Maran Chida quotes Mezalacha, the Shalmei Tzibur and the Ari HaKadosh, they say, that you should only take off the tefillin after chatzi kaddish, not. And he brings the tam al pi asur. So,
the. No.
They say that, that's not to leave it on as long as. Huh? They say bring it, the reason is not to keep it on as long as possible, because another. It's not, that's not the issue. He says he brings din al piso, that this last kaddish has to be said with tefillin on. Anyway, so. Nevertheless, not everybody agrees with that. The Chesed LeAbraham, there's a few. Rabbeinu Avraham El Kala'i, Migdole Poske Sfarad, he brings down that this is... No, El Kala'i, that's... Yeah.
Where is that?
I've heard people pronounce El Kala'i. Huh? El Kala'i, that was a Sfaradi, Gaon Sfaradi.
Yeah.
No, it's not a place. It's a last name.
Oh, I thought it was like from this place.
No, no, no. It's a place. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he writes that this that the Chida writes b'shem Hashem Metzibur b'shem Ari is only al dircha Kabbalah, but according to the Pshat, he says it's mutar immediately after Kaddish Tikkabal. You don't have to wait until when is Shacharit over? Shacharit over is over officially when? After Kaddish Tikkabal. So any time after Kaddish Tikkabal, it's mutar. Not only that, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kafhe, Mishneh Berurah brings down b'shem Aliyah Rabbah that it's actually better al pi halacha to do it at that point after Kaddish Tikkabal and not wait until after Chatzi Kaddish later. Why? Because he says over there, you don't want to be rushed into Musaf, right? Because sometimes a person, you know, they're so, you know, you feel like you're under the gun to get your tefillah. Don't forget, you're being omed litpalel tefillah Musaf. It's tefillah like any other. En omdin litpalel en mitoch kovid rosh, shuvadat, right? Eliyah Rabbah, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mitiktin. So he writes that the Mishneh Berurah brings him down l'halacha, and actually Ashkenazim have different things, but according to the Eliyah Rabbah, it's even better to take it off before the Kaddish.
That means you're going to have all targeting on the video.
Correct. So, not according to halacha. Now, even according to Kabbalah, watch this, the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Kafhe on this halacha, Kaf HaChaim brings down B'shem, really? At the expense also of a lack of Yeshuva Da'at by Tefillat Musaf?
The Oraita versus the Rabbanan, of course.
You're already Mekayim the Mitzvah, and guess what? Tefillah, a person has to be Mitkonen la Tefillah Kara'u. A person should, you know.
It's still Lamaise. Tell me which. Ask the 2-year-old child once more. Once I get to Tefillin or the Chashash at some Amaris, like the story is Musaf.
No, it's not a chashash that some ma'aretz. It's a very legitimate chashash that the Eliyahu Rabbah is bringing, that a person is going to rush and be pressured into tefillat musaf, where, by the way, sometimes you see, there's alachan shulchan aruch, you have to be shohe ktzat lifnei hatfilah, which is at least dalet amot. Sometimes you see people, they run into shul, a few seconds. Why? Sometimes a person runs into shul, sometimes, you know, shacharit, it's not so practical, because there are things that you have to do before Shacharit anyway. But by Mincha, let's say, Mincha, Abit, whatever it is, he's late, boom, merges right into traffic, Tah, Hamidah. Hello, Tashemeat. That's why do you think the Chachamim were Metaken Asher Shemetecha? Two reasons. Number one, En Omdin Leitpalel, Ela, Mitoch Divrei Torah. Right? Asher Shemetecha is Divrei Torah, number one. Number two, Asher Shemetecha is supposed to calm you down, so you have Yeshuva Da'at, so when you start to daven, you calm down, da'a lifnei miyata omed, lifnei miyata mitpalel, and then start, right? For a person to just jump in, the same thing with the tefillin. Sometimes you see people, they're rushing to put away the tefillin. Yeah, you see people, and that causes a lack or a lapse in kavanah. It's a ba'ya.
Why is it 2 minutes of tefillin is more valuable than anything in the world? Why is it?
I guess that's debatable. That's what you say.
Well, it's the oraita versus everything else. Why is not so clear for anyone?
Not everything Deoraita takes precedence.
Every second
obviously that's not again. That's not the case. I'll tell you why. Because if that was the case, Talmud Torah is obviously certainly a greater mitzvah than tefillah. So how come a person, the Gemara says that unless you're Shimon b'chaverav shetoratam umanutam, you cannot. The person says, you know what? Limud Torah is not only is Deoraita. All right, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. I'm not going to pray. I don't want to pray. Someone, Rabbi Shimon didn't pray. Rabbi Shimon only said Kriyat Shema. He didn't pray. Rabbi Shimon didn't pray.
He said
Kriyat Shema because it's Doraita, but he didn't pray. Yeah, why? Because the Gemara says, Zman Torah lechud, Zman Tefillah lechud. Zman Tefillin lechud, and Zman Tefillah lechud. It doesn't mean, right, you can't sacrifice all of the other things that Chachamim or Metaken just because of this mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? Now, nevertheless, the Kaf HaChaim brings down b'shem Rav Chassid Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai, that's another chesed l'Avraham, Maran Chida's grandfather. Yeah, the Chida's father, his name was Rabbeinu Rafael Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai. Very, very Sephardi sounding name. Rafael Yitzchak Zerachia was his name, and his grandfather was Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai.
Who's the Chida of any children?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't think they were so famous, but he talks about them in his journals and stuff. Anyway, but he had two wives also, not one after another.
Yeah. One passed away,
and then at the end of his life, after he moved, the last place he was, you know, the chida for most of his life, he was in self-imposed galut. He went from place to place, whatever. He ended up in Livorno. Self-imposed. It was a long story. Anyway, but he ended up in Livorno in Italy, and he married a local woman from Livorno. I think her name was Rachel, second Zivug, and he had children from her, and he passed away in Livorno, in Italy, yeah. In Hana Menuchot, but they brought him over. That was, 30 years ago. By
Amish, he was buried in Italy, and they brought him over?
Yeah, they brought him over. Yeah. So anyway, Bekitzur, so the Kav Chaim brings from Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai, listen to this, Shelefi derech ha'ari, yesh sod nisgav shelo yachlotz ha'tefilin berosh chodesh, ela achar kadish titkabal. So you see, the Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai quotes the Ari different. Before, the Shalmei Tzibur said the Ari says, don't take it off until after Chatzi Kaddish. Now you see the Kaf HaChaim, who's quoting Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai, and they're both great Mekubanim. How are they quoting the Ari HaKadosh? After Kaddish Titkabal, which means that what? After Kaddish Titkabal, not only are you Yotze al Derech HaKabbalah, but there's a tzad to say that you're Yotze al Pi HaKabbalah as well. And Be'emet, Maran Zichrono Lebracha, his minhag was not to wait to take off the tefillin until after Chatzi Kaddish.
No, okay.
Wasn't so makbid. Not so makbid. I've seen okacha okacha, elu v'elu d'vei anem chayim. They're both legitimate shitot, and whatever you do,
hakol v'zik. Rabbi.
We wait until after Chatzi Kaddish. Yeah, but we have like a break, not to...
Break.
Yeah, man, you know, 2 minutes. Just to... So the there's a machloket. The Mishnah Berurah says there's a chashash hefsek, not to be mafsik, but most poskim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, and they say that this chatzi kaddish is not shayach to musaf, the chatzi kaddish is shayach to the shacharit before. Huh? There's different reasons.
Rabbi.
No. What do you mean, name of Hashem? Look at your, the bookmark, and it's there. So. Yes, Michael, ma tome.
The issue would be, however, to remove it whilst the Sefer Torah is still out, right?
Nay, you're not allowed to be choletz tefillin in front of the Sefer Torah.
For
Shel Rosh.
Only
Shel
Rosh, right?
Shel Rosh, you have to turn around, you have to wait until the tikk is closed. Asur, it's a bizayon
sefer. Even if the tikk is closed? Is there not an issue?
Only when the tikk is closed. Only when the tikk is open, it does.
There's no issue when it's closed?
No.
So then you
only
could...
Only when the cloth is exposed.
So then, in other words, you could remove it, let's say, when you're reading... you read Ashrei, and then you could remove it? Or after...
L'chaira, and not only that, the Shulchan Aruch says that even when the Sefer Torah is patuach, he could be matei rosho, which means you can turn around and, do it like that, the same thing that you would do for Rabbo, and that would be mutar. Now, another question... That's happened. I've gotten asked this before, which becomes another very interesting machloket poskim. Is what happens based on all of the above? What happens if a person is in? I don't know. Let's say he's praying biyachid and he doesn't realize, or even if he's praying b'tzibur and he's completely be'olam shekulo shabbat u'mnucha lechaya olamim, and he starts musaf, he starts his tefilat musafim, and he realizes, I forgot to take off my tefillin. Final answer. What's the
question?
What do you do?
If we're choshesh not to begin Amidah for all of this, obviously in mid Amidah don't start anything on the tefillin.
Okay, so now I'm asking you a question. Now, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzad design that says, Halakha Lama'aseh, what happens if a person's in the middle of tefillah and then his talit falls off completely? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says, do not
put it back.
Yeah, people, sometimes people have misplaced priorities, and all of a sudden in the middle of Amidah, they get up, they move, they pick it up, they kiss, they say, it's wrong. Why? The Shulchan Aruch says, it's hefsek. Hefsek, we're not talking, even without dibur, it's hefsek b'ma'aseh, asur. You leave it on the floor and continue praying. So if you're also, the shaila is, whether removing the tefillin mid-Amidah is considered hefsek la-tefillah or not, that's the shaila. So now listen to this. Yeah. If train, so again, this is a matter of fluffy Judaism. If a person's fluffy and Imamashi is going out of his mind because, you know, again, obviously it's not kavod. This is not optimal. I didn't take my talit and throw it on the floor. You know what I'm saying? It's obviously not an optimal thing. But if a person's mamash, ad kidekach, he can't concentrate because he sees the talit on the floor, and it's to the extent that he can't be mechaven bichlal b'tfilato, turn around, pick it up, and put it on, because that's tzorech ha'tfilah. But if a person's normal about it and says, okay, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, keep praying, it's safe, sick, focus on the tefillah, v'zeh. If a person is able to control his thoughts, as zimashu acher, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing.
There's going to be two studies in here to tell him not to take it off. Number one is that we only said he should take it off before the lachash because of the chazarah.
Yeah. Oh, so according to the Bet Yosef and the Radbaz, who say that really the entire reason is because of keter. Keter be'emet is only shayach b'chazarah. And we were gozer, not gozer, but we lumped together the lachash because of the chazarah. But now, at least b'di'avad, you started, plus the element of hefsek. Don't stop, continue. However, we're not done yet. Watch this. There is a bach, b'suf siman kavav, okay? And it's brought down also by the Atiret Zahav, and by the Maharshan and Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo. All three of them bring down a Zohar HaKadosh that says that a person who prays Musaf, a person who prays Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh with Tefillin on is Chayav Mita. There's such a Zohar.
Like one who doesn't that Mita.
Okay.
Mita.
Chayav Mita. It says Bar Ketalahu. He is a dead man. Chayav Mita Mamash. Now, if that's the case, now Maran Zichron Bracha points out in Yabia Omer that there's no such Zohar. So he says,
no,
what's Pshat?
Wait.
However, what's... You have to be very careful. You have a Bach, you have a Marashal. So what are they getting it from? He says, he brings several poskim who say that there is a Zohar Meforash that says that about Chol HaMoed. A person who wears tefillin by Musaf of Chol HaMoed, the Zohar says, Chayav Mita.
By Musaf.
Okay? Not during Musaf. No. Even Ashkenazim who follow the Taz, they take it off after the Halil.
Oh, yeah.
Before or after Halil, nobody wears tefillin during Musaf of Chol HaMoed. And from that, he says, these poskim derive to be medame Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh to Musaf of Chol HaMoed. Not because of the kid, because of the Zohar. There's a, you know, you're messing with the Sefirot. There's all sorts of Kabbalistic concepts over here, but there's a Zohar. No. So now, listen to this. Because of that, now he says, based on this, La Halacha, you can't compare this situation. So you see, it's Daval Chamur. Maran Zichron Bracha writes in Yabi Omer that it's a davar chamur ad me'od, and therefore you can't compare it to the case of the talit falling off mid tefillah. Why? Because tefillah doesn't need a talit. Your tefillah is perfectly valid even without a talit. So even if you leave it on the floor, kol b'sedin. But to continue your musaf with your tefillin on, which according to the Zohar, or according to these poskim who extrapolated from the Zohar, that a person, God forbid, can be chayav mita, so you're putting yourself b'sakana mamash. So over here, you can't consider it a hefsek because this is mamash tzorech ha'tfilah, because guess what? In order to be mitpalel, you have to stay alive. And therefore, lehalacha, Maran Zichron Bracha says, in reverence of the opinion of the other poskim, not the Bet Yosef, but the other poskim who say that there's a Kabbalistic reason that if a person wears tefillin during Musaf, he's chayav mita, lehalacha ma'aseh, a person should stop mid-amida, tefillat lachash, shel Musaf, and take off the tefillin. Even if he did not. The Kaf Chaim says la halacha is yotze tefillat musaf, he's yotze, even though he didn't do the right thing. But bevadai, he is yotze dechovat hatfilah, and he doesn't have to pray again. Now, yeah, go ahead.
We said that keter is a problem in terms of tefillin, and we take it out after chatzit kaddish. But if that was the only reason in the situation where you found the tefillin,
that's what he said. Nachon. But there's other no. Even the Bet Yosef who says that the issue is keter, he says the because of the chazarat hashatz, we take it off by lachash as well. Now, that being time to take it off. Sakana.
Let's say they didn't.
Lo ta'amud al dam ra'icha.
If they didn't make an announcement before Kaddish, let's say that they want to get this feeling, and someone that Amarit doesn't know.
Okay.
Should we announce even after Kaddish, I want to get the feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, but then. If it's the toilet of Tzibur, and I would venture to say, this is not, I didn't see this talked about in the postgame, but let's say you're in the middle of your lachash, and you see your friend next to you, he's praying lachash of Musaf also, and he's wearing tefillin. Should you motion to him in the middle of Amidah to take it off?
Yeah. If we're choshesh or someone else is actually choshesh for himself, then it's not hefsek. Maybe that zohar is Amidah, and then how much more zohar ourselves, we should be choshesh for him.
Depends if you're fluffy.
No, why fluffy? No, there's not fluffy. No. It has nothing to do with me taking away my kavana. I don't. Chas v'shalom. Lo ta'amud al dam re'echa. No, but the poskim, you said the poskim derive it. Many poskim derive from chol ha'moed to Rosh Chodesh as well. Yeah. And therefore, halacha lema'aseh, there's no halacha lema'aseh because we're not killing anybody. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you don't have him. So I would venture to say that obviously don't talk, but. You know, make some sort of motion, a pantomime, to get him to take it off. Now, based on all of the above, the minhag, for those who wear Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam separately, the minhag is to try to get on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam before tefillat Musaf, right? Preferably, especially for Asher Uvan Atzion, like we do every day, we try to get at least one kedusha in with tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam. We say three kedushot by Shacharit, right? We say Yotzer, Chazara, and Kedusha de Sidra Rabbeinu Tzion. We try to have at least one kedusha with tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam.
What's the source of the kedusha?
What do you mean?
Is there a source?
The Mekubalim, the Omer brings it down in Chilek. Yeah, Chilek Gimel Siman Dalet. He brings it down beferush that you should try to have one, at least one kedusha, not only from the Zohar but even from the poskim. You should have one kedusha with tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what happens if a person, for whatever reason, let's say shliach tzibur or whatever it is, you know, as a shliach tzibur, I'm telling you, sometimes it gets very, very difficult. You know, to get on tefillin, because tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam is a process to take off your rashi, get on Rabbeinu Tam, say, you know, Shema, and learn a little bit. It's sometimes there's mamash no time, especially if you're shliach tzibur or something happened. So the shaila is after Musaf, what's the halacha? So indeed, the Prima Gadim says that la halacha after Musaf you can put it on. Lefi apshat, and according to the poskim, the only issue is having tefillin on during Musaf. But after Musaf, he says it's mutar. Not only that, al pi asod, Maran Achida and Machzik Bracha Siman Kafe, quotes Rama Mipano, Rabbeinu Melchama Azariah Mipano, also a tremendous Mekubal, and he says, Kedushat Rosh Chodesh, Ola Vioredit, which means that what? The Kedushat goes up and down, Ola, Lifne Musaf, Vioredit Le'achara Musaf. And according to that, he says, La'alacha, that if a person wants to put on tefillin after Musaf, even from a Kabbalistic standpoint, mutar. And he's talking about even Rashi. So, the same would apply to Rabbeinu Tam.
What? You would think that if someone didn't have time to perform Musaf or Rabbeinu Tam, you shouldn't go on Rabbeinu Tam.
One second.
Who says it?
Huh? No, hold on. Nobody says not to put on at all. And the Chida himself says that Be'emet, he quotes the Rama Mipanu Le'alacha. Nevertheless, the Ben Yishai says a little bit different. The Ben Yishai, in Parashat Vayikra Shana Shniya, says like this. אחר תפילת מוסף, אין להניח עוד תפילין ביום ראש חודש, כדי ללמוד בהן תורה וחיוצא בו, כי הרשימו נשאר כל היום. קוראת קבלה, even if a person is nohag, apparently a person is not nohag, so what are you doing? But even if a person is nohag every day, to have tefillin on while learning, he says after מוסף, do not put on תפילין for the rest of the day, even for learning and the like. Why? Because the feeling or whatever from Musaf is still there. He says, "V'rak b'mincha yachol le'aniach tefillin." He says, "Ken katav Rashash b'sefer Nehar Shalom." In the Rashash Sidun Nehar Shalom, he writes that only by tefillat mincha. I guess mincha is a different b'china, and therefore over there, if you want to put on tefillin again anytime on Rosh Chodesh, wait for mincha. And he says, "Ve'af shemaran achida hitir le'aniach tefillin achan Musaf." Even though Maran Achida machzik beracha, we just said that right after Musaf he allows. Lo ra'a divrei Rabbeinu Rashash. He says he didn't see the Rashash, and if he would have seen it, he wouldn't have said that. And that's what the Ben Yishai paskins la'alacha. Nevertheless, Maran Zichrono Lebracha disagrees with the Ben Yishai, and he says no. He says that even if the Chida would have seen the Rashash, he says he still possibly would not have been choserbo because you have other mekubalim that disagree with the Rashash. You have Rama Mipano, who is also Mekubal Kadmon, who says that even according to Kabbalah, it becomes mutar to put on tefillin immediately after Musaf. So now, if a person did not yet have a chance to put on tefillin Sherben Utam, Leinyan Alacha, Maran Zichron Baruch says, you can put it on right after Musaf. If he wants to be Yotze Da'at Kol HaPoskim Me'Mekubalim, when should he put on his Sherben Utam? Then even he'll get the opinions of the Rashash and the Ben Ish Chai as well. But according to the letter of the law, and even according to some Mekubalim, it's permissible immediately after Musaf. If you follow the Ben Ish Chai in everything you do, then don't until Musaf. Tov. Huh? Now.
Follow the Ben Ish Chai, then you're going to wear both tefillin.
Huh?
You're going to wear both.
Thank
you, Ron. Custom of our
forefathers. It's possible. It's very possible. But again, we're no one's in Shiraz anymore. Or maybe they still are, but I mean, no. There are? I don't know. Anyway. But the point is, after you leave Shiraz, everybody defaults back to Shulchan Aruch. Before, this is Maran Zichron Baruch's old argument, that before there was Kabbalah Torah Ot HaBen Ish Chai, there was Kabbalah Torah Ot Maran Shulchan Aruch. So, I mean, whatever it is. So, anyway,
is there anyone who says not to put on Rabbein Utam before Musaf?
No, because don't forget, Rabbein Utam, the reason why we put on Rabbein Utam is because it's safek, it's a safek mitzvah deoraita. Safek deoraita, and for those who are nohek to put it on, they put it on in order to be safek mekayem a mitzvah, mitvarav. But that's true. But according to Rabbein Utam, Maran Zichron Baruch always used to say, a person who never put on tefillin shel Rabbein Utam, a person is going to come l'shamayim. Let's say he wore Rashi his whole life. He's going to come, all the chachamim are going to have their own yeshivas in Olam Haba, and a person is going to come to want to learn Torah, is going to come want to hear shir from Rabbein Utam. And Rabbein Utam is going to say, get out of my Bet Midrash. You're karkafta de la manach tefillin. He said, you never wore tefillin in your life. Get out of my yeshiva. He says, what are you talking about? I wore tefillin every day of my life. He says, no, you wore tefillin shel Rashi. It's a ta'ut. Lidat Rabbein Utam, it's a ta'ut. Rabbein Utam says, I understand. Aval, mikol makom, the reason why we do it, besides for the Sod Shabbat Davar, is also because it's safik. Perhaps you're not yotze with tefillin shel Rashi. Nachon, halacha nikbe'a kedat Rabbein Utam. But that's why you're doing it. It's over there, bevadai. It's not a... What? Yeah.
What's the source, Rabbi, for this?
For what?
Or in Shamayim, you go, they won't let you in if you didn't wear Rabbein.
Oh, Maran Zichron, he used to say it in his drashot. Whenever he would speak about the
is it black on white?
Huh?
Is there black on white source? Is there source in writing?
So I don't know. I mean, I would have to find that many of his shiurim were transcribed into Sfarim, but this is not something he wrote. It's just something. And again, he didn't say it like lehalacha. He was saying it in jest. But not to belittle, he was very, very into. He was very into the Birkei Yosef, who says that the minhag of the Sfaradim is not like the Shulchan Aruch says, that only a person who's muhzak b'chassidut v'yirat shamayim wears Rabbein Utam. No, he says the minhag by Sfaradim always was that even anashim pshutim, even simple people, whatever, even laymen and whatever, regular people also wear Rabbein Utam. And then he would say this other anecdote also. He would say it as a joke. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Rabbein Utam is going to kick anybody out. Huh? Well, I don't think you're more when you get married. It's you're more. There's Rabbein Utam, obviously, according to the Ari HaKadosh writes that the Bechina is of Rabbein Utam is much higher than that of Tefillin, such that it's so high that it can't even be machzik a bracha. It can't even handle a bracha. That's why there's no bracha for Tefillin to Rabbein Utam. In any event, it requires a higher level of Kedusha v'Taorah, and that in general is only achieved after a person gets married and he kind of settles down a little bit. Now, just to end off. There's a pri chadash. Yeah.
What if there's a pri chadash in that first?
Yeah.
Do you put the tefillin back on for brit milah?
So, even by the way, that's another putting tefillin on for a brit milah. According to the Kaf HaChaim brings down, the Shach says to put it back on. The Kaf HaChaim says that according to Sfaradim, it's fake news. Okay. Now, putting on, which means if you have the minhag is. And Maran Zichron Baruch writes it, and many other poskim write it. If the Brit Milah is being held immediately after Tefillat Shacharit, and you already have your Tefillin on, keep it on in order to join the Otot. But if the Brit Milah is happening later on, and you're already taking your Tefillin off, there's Machloket Ben Minhagim, but according to the Sfaradim, the Minhag is not to put on tefillin again. Ze lo min hageno, and we don't do that. So certainly not on Rosh Chodesh. To join the two otot of tefillin and milah, the shach has a whole thing about it in Yerdea. Aval mikol makom ze lo min hageno. The pri chadash, Rabbeinu Chizkiyah de Silwa, remember, maz chadash? Chadash, Chizkiyah de Silwa. Anyway, bekitzur, so he writes that in some, it's, well, sin and samach are interchangeable. So he writes that what happens, very interesting case, this is what Jason actually asked me, Ben Zion. So he says, Ben Zion Alevi. So he says that what happens if a person comes late to shul on Rosh Chodesh and he hasn't yet prayed Tefillat Shacharit, and now he walks in and he sees the tzibur praying Tefillat Musaf, and now they're up to Ketin. Watch this. Listen carefully. Prichadash writes that if a person already prayed Tefillat Musaf, and then let's say you go like the other shitot that after Musaf you put it back on, whatever it is, whether it's a Venutam, Raja, Naniach, that after Tefillat Musaf he puts it back on to learn whatever it is, and then he goes to a shul, and then he walks into a shul, and now they're saying Ketir. He says over there, since he was already Yotze, his Bechinat Ketir, he already said Ketir without Tefillin on, says the Prichadash now that he can answer with the Tzibur, and when he answers with the Tzibur, he doesn't have to take his Tefillin off, since he already said one Ketir that day without the Tefillin. Wow. Nevertheless, Maran Achida, the Shalmei Tzibur, and Maran Achida and Machzik Beracha brings this down, and he says, no, Veli Nirash Tzarich Lesalekan Kodem Shiomar Ketir. Achida argues. He says, no. He says, I hold that even if you're already Yotze the Keter, which means you already prayed Musaf without Tefillin, if you happen to be in another minyan and you want to answer the Keter again, you can't not answer it. You got to answer Kiddusha. You got to remove the Tefillin. The Ben Ish Chai says, La Halacha. Huh?
Someone who's already prayed, someone who's already late.
Somebody who already prayed. Well, I'm getting to somebody who's already. Yeah? Now listen to this. So the Ben Ish Chai brings this down and he says, La Halacha, Kedat Aprichadash. And especially if you jump in, right, can you imagine? You are walking, last time you're walking and you're wearing tefillin, you walk into a minyan, and all of a sudden you're under attack. Keterit, whoa, hello. Now to rip it off and whatever. So sometimes it's not so practical. The Ben Ish Chai says, you can keep it on. And what's even better to do is move the tefillin shirosh, out of the spot, so at least you can be, you know, once it's moved, it's keilu, it's not there. And that's the best thing to do. However, Rabbeinu Yehuda Kobo, in a sefer Shu'elot u'Tshuvot Yehuda Ya'aleh, he says that this is all for a person who already prayed Musaf, and now he put it on later and goes to another minyan. But for a person who didn't pray Musaf yet, let's say he's late and he walks into a Musaf minyan, he walks into shul and he sees them holding by Musaf and he wants to answer Ketir. Are you allowed to, first of all, are you allowed to answer Ketir before Tefillat Shacharit? Yeah? What's the problem? Vedai can't answer Ketir. Over there he says, La'alacha, everybody would agree that you must completely remove the tefillin before answering Ketir. Since over there, you weren't Yotze yet, your tefillat Ketir without a Zed, and all of the reasons apply, that the Bet Yosef, and the Radbaz, and the Bach, and whatever, over there you would have to remove the tefillin if you haven't yet prayed.
So Rabbi, if you are praying
Yeah.
You would put the tefillin on, or the off?
Well, if you're in the middle of Tefillat Shacharit, you're not answering Ketir, so there's no reason to take it off, and you're not praying Musaf.
Imagine that you started with them, and now it comes to Kedusha, but for you.
So you're saying that Kedusha, you're saying you're
wrong. Why did you do Tefillat Shacharit? You said even Tefillat Shacharit,
no.
You would be without the feeling normal for Musaf. You don't mention
it. I don't get what, your home.
To shul,
yeah.
Let's say you had an emergency, whatever the case might be.
Okay.
You reach it only when doing Musaf, and Musaf is Tefillat Shacharit.
Say that.
Is
he in the middle of Amidah?
He's praying when they do Musaf.
So he's not answering Ketir, so that he doesn't have to take off. The poskim we're talking about where he's answering Ketir. Okay, so that's a lot of, you know, very interesting zachen for Rosh Chodesh. These are things that, you know, interesting.
If someone comes late on Minyan, for example, and they answer the Ketir before putting on Tefillin.
Yeah.
Now they're according to the Prichadash that we quoted,
yeah.
He's already Yotze Keter.
Yeah.
So can he wear, he's praying Be'achina, he missed me now. Doesn't can he wear Tefillin from Musaf now?
No.
He doesn't have a Keter anymore. He's already Yotze.
Nachon, Yotze. Well, forget about being Yotze. He doesn't have a Tzibur to answer it with. You know what I'm saying? There's no more Tefillah B'Tzibur for him.
That's what I'm saying.
But from whatever the reason is, from Keter, it was Nitpashet to the rest of Tefillah Musaf.
doesn't make sense when we hadash. What's the yotzer or not yotzer? How does that make a difference?
Because he already said his keter with tefillin off. With his tzibur. He already prayed with tzibur.
He said keter with the tzibur with his tefillin off. He didn't put his tefillin on yet.
I don't think so, because he didn't dab Musaf. The Pri Chadash, and Boel Chidusho, he's talking about a case of the guy dab Musaf. Dab Musaf and answer Keter without feeling. And now he just happens to be in another minyan. I don't think that's a big, big stretch. I don't think so. Tov, let's stop for a second and say the return of the Parsha. Mikey, the square, right?
Yeah.